8:37 on East Coast Breakfast, and we follow James Blunt's Your Beautiful Love Song with a not-so-beautiful love story. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Consumer Watch telephonically this morning. Hello, Wendy.
Yeah, I will never be with you indeed. Thanks to an accident on the Blue Lagoon Bridge. But I live on the wrong side of the river, what can I say?
We can hear you crystal clear. So we're talking about not love, actually, but fraud, actually, apparently.
Sadly, yes. A not-so-lovely Valentine's Week story, I'm afraid. When men who befriend women on Facebook, they gain their trust, they move very swiftly on to wooing them, and then they claim to have sent them a parcel of goodies. So laptops, cash, handbags, all sorts of nice-to-haves, which then land up with the South African customs officials, or so they say. And then the woman gets requests for sums of money to be paid by what they assume is the customs authorities in order to get these goodies. So these forces are the higher grade ones there, and they're prepared to put in the work over months, bombarding the woman with loved up emails and WhatsApps, and then before claiming to have sent that non-existent parcel.
Now, okay, I've heard about this once or twice, but how common is this? How many women get duped by this?
Well, it's hard to know for sure, but Shitkin and Wiley attorneys here in Umhlanga heard from three victims last week alone.
Wow.
Which suggests to me that there has been a spike. I've only covered one of these cases in the past before. The sad thing is, when these women phoned Shitkin and Wiley, they didn't know they'd been scammed. They were seeking advice from the firm's customs specialists about how to get their parcels from customs officials. These non-existent ones, of course.
Yeah.
And Shipton and Wiley's customs consultant, Taryn Hunkin, says she has the unenviable task of telling them that the problem isn't the customs department. The problem is they've been scammed.
I've pretty much had to break the news to all of them, yeah, which isn't an easy task. Some of them don't believe me. Yeah, some of the ladies we spoke to straight out told me that there's no ways that he would do this. They've been in a relationship for a few months, and there's no ways that he would do this to them.
Shame, man.
We're talking big money, Darren. In one case, a woman parted with a total of 100,000 rand in small amounts in order to get what the Weibo said was two metal trunks from customs before Taryn told her the truth. Money that she'd mostly borrowed from others, which is the case for most of them.
She had paid it to get, firstly, release of the parcel from duties and VAT. Then she was told that she needed to pay penalties, and then she was told that they had found the currency in the parcel and that she needed to pay a deposit to get release of the parcel. And they just kept coming up with more and more excuses as to why she needed to pay more money and why she hadn't yet received the parcel.
So in that particular case, it was actually foreign currency the guy claimed. It claimed to have sent pounds, and the case I covered was the same story, like thousands and thousands of pounds, which is unlikely to start with. It's a wicked con because of the psychology at play. The women keep paying because they don't want their previous payments to have been for nothing, and they don't want to let their so-called boyfriends down.
Yeah.
So that case I got last year was from a Cape woman who asked for my help in getting a gift from her fiancé, she called him, because he'd asked for her ring size.
Yeah.
He'd sent us thousands of pounds and it was stuck in customs. And she'd borrowed 90,000 rand from an aunt of hers and was too terrified to then reveal what had happened and too embarrassed. But she, in her case, she'd been targeted on a dating website. But all the victims that Taryn has dealt with have been women accepting Facebook friend requests from their fraudsters. So they literally let these guys into their lives.
It usually begins with the man sending the lady a friend request on Facebook, which she then accepts. He will then liaise with her, view her profile, like, comment, things like that on her post. And then they exchange numbers and start communicating via WhatsApp.
I obviously wanted to speak to at least one of these women, Darren, to hear their story firsthand. But they, you know, as you said, they're deeply ashamed of what happened, and they don't want people to know it, and they were afraid that their voices would be recognized. So, one even borrowed money from their church. So it's bad. These guys invest time and many therapy words in order to seduce their victims. Usually this takes between 2 and 4 months, Darren says, and the modus operandi doesn't vary very much. They claim to be UK-based engineers or some kind of construction. They take photos of the handbag or the cell phone or the laptop or whatever they're sending to the woman and WhatsApp it to them. If you're thinking these women, how could anyone be so gullible? Remember that they weren't tricked cold. Hey, these fraudsters spend a long time gaining their trust,
yeah, they're committed,
and their friendship and more. And they think they're in a real relationship. So obviously the main advice here is to be extremely careful about the friend requests you accept on Facebook.
Yeah.
If you accept them, you're giving them access to your photos, your posts, all your personal information, and that is gold in the hands of a fraudster.
Yeah.
And if you're ever told that a parcel is headed your way, request a copy of the courier waybill and then verify the courier company's details on that waybill with the company's official website. And we also know SARS will never ask anyone to pay money into a personal bank account for customs. Their demands are always on an official SARS letterhead, and they don't have Gmail email account. So
yeah.
Just saying.
Yes.
Please be very, very careful. These guys are very slick.
Those are three fabulous red flags that you've given right there, Wendy, because, I mean, it's amazing. You would think this is a once in a, you know, once occasionally.
No.
Horror story. This is happening a lot, and women are being...
Well, you hear from three in 1 week. That tells me that visiting was a very big problem.
Yeah, so the red flags are, watch out for somebody who's registered as a Gmail address.
Yeah, Facebook friend requests. Just be very careful, do some homework. And as soon as they start, someone told you that they've sent you a parcel and start sending you pictures of what's in the parcel, and then you get a call to pay customs, well, you know, it's really just disengage and don't pass in.
Yeah, and if the person really, really loves you, they're not going to take offense when you ask them for a copy of the waybill.
Exactly.
All right. Crazy, can you believe it? Wendy, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
No problem. I'll see you soon.
This is our Consumer Watch telephonically with Wendy Nola.
Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Breakfast.